Hello again, pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob. Who'd you expect? All right, that was just a little joke for Marilyn Watkins. So we'll just keep that between us. No one else will know, Marilyn. It's not Pastor Bill. It's Pastor Bob. And it's our 20th episode of The Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. Our pilgrim has just found himself in the study of the man of the house, whose house he has been at with his wife. And the man says to him, "Come, dear brother, to my study and bless my cell." And then he said, "I think you've had enough of her," as he pointed to his wife. Well, the pilgrim went into the study. There were many books, icons, a life-size figure of Christ, and a Bible. And he said to the man, "Sir, what you have here is truly paradise." He pointed at the saints and the icons, the statue of Jesus, and then he pointed to the books. Oh, the books, the divinely inspired living words and teachings which can never be silenced. And he says to the man, "I would expect that you enjoy frequent spiritual converse with them." And that's where we pick it up. And the master replies, "Yes, it's true. I do love to read." "What sort of books do you have here?" I ask. "I have many spiritual books," he replied. "Here is the Menaeon for the entire year, and the works of St. John Chrysostom, and St. Basil the Great. There are many theological and philosophical works, as well as collections of many sermons of the most recent and celebrated preachers. My library is worth 5,000 rubles. "By any chance, would you have a book about prayer?" I ask. "I love to read about prayer. Here is the most recent work on that subject, written by a priest in St. Petersburg. He reached for a volume on the Lord's Prayer, which we began to read aloud with pleasure." Sometime later, the mistress of the house brought us tea, while the children brought in a silver basket filled with pastries, such as I had never seen before. The husband took the book from me, gave it to his wife, and said, "Since she reads so beautifully, we will have her read to us while we have some refreshment." She started reading, and we listened. As I listened to her, I was able simultaneously to attend to the prayer in my heart. The more she read, the stronger the prayer became, and the more it filled me with delight. Suddenly, it seemed to me as if someone passed before my eyes in a flash, through the air, as if it were my late starts. I shuddered, but not wanting them to notice this, I quickly said, "Forgive me, I must have dozed off." At that moment, I felt as if the spirit of my starets had penetrated my own spirit, as if he had illumined it. I experienced a certain enlightenment in my understanding, and a multitude of thoughts about prayer came to me. I had just made the sign of the cross over myself in an attempt to banish these thoughts when the mistress finished reading the book. Her husband asked me if I had enjoyed it, and we began to discuss it. "I liked it very much," I replied. "The Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, is more exalted and more precious than all the recorded prayers we Christians have. For it was given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The commentary on it was very good, except that it focuses primarily on Christian works. In my reading of the Holy Fathers, I have read also the contemplative mystical commentaries on this prayer. "In which of the fathers did you read this?" he asked. "Well, for example, in St. Maximus the Confessor, and in the Philokalia, in the section by St. Peter Damascene." "Do you remember anything you read? Please tell us about it." "Certainly. Let's take the first words of the prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven." In the book we read today, the interpretation of these words is to be understood as a call to love one's neighbor, since we are all children of the one Father. This is true, but the Fathers explain it further on a deeper spiritual level. They say that the words are a call to raise the mind to heaven, to the Heavenly Father, and to remember our obligation to place ourselves and live our lives in the presence of God at each and every moment. The words, "Hallowed be thy name," are explained in your book as being a sign of reverence, so that the name of God would never be uttered disrespectfully or in vain. In a word, the holy name of God must be spoken reverently and not taken in vain. The mystical commentators see these words as a direct request for the gift of interior prayer of the heart, a request that the most holy name of God be engraved upon the heart and hallowed by the self-acting prayer, so that it might sanctify all our feelings and spiritual powers. The words, "Thy kingdom come," are explained by mystical commentators like this: "May inner peace, tranquility, and spiritual joy come into our hearts." Your book explains the words, "Give us this day our daily bread," as a request for the material needs of our bodies, not in excess, but enough to fill our needs and enough for us to be able to minister to the needy. However, St. Maximus the Confessor interprets daily bread to mean the feeding of the soul with heavenly bread. Heavenly bread, the Word of God, and the union of the soul with God through constant remembrance of Him and through the unceasing interior prayer of the heart. Ah, that is a great deed, but it is almost impossible for those who live in the world to attain to interior prayer, he exclaimed. We're lucky when, with the Lord's help, we can simply say our prayers without laziness. Don't look at it that way, sir. If it were so impossible and overwhelmingly difficult, the Lord would never have instructed us to do it. His strength is made perfect also in weakness. From their own experience, the Fathers offer us a way that makes it easier for us to attain to the prayer of the heart. Of course, they do teach special, more advanced methods for hermits, but they also prescribe convenient methods that serve as reliable guides for lay people in attaining the prayer of the heart. I have never come across anything as detailed as this in my reading, said the master. Please, if you like, I will read to you from the Philokalia. Amen.